every time the sun came up. I wear my shades in style, my tinted view appeal to me. Even more importantly, the world outside could never see the hurt behind the smile. And I knew in my mind I was walking blind, trying desperately to find a way.
Welcome to Light. This is your host, Harlan Rector. These are true stories about real people. Light means living in God's hands today. That's not always easy, especially when we're following our agenda instead of God's. You know, God has a plan for each one of us. And today's true story is about a guy who lost sight of that plan. His name is Alvin Slaughter, a powerful gospel singer with a powerful story to tell.
They didn't know what to do. There was no one to help. Couldn't see their way through. Then, Lord, you move the water, and they walked right on through. Oh, Jesus, we're depending on you. Just clap your hands and say it.
Jesus,
we're independent. We're leaning on Jesus. We're
depending.
Oh yes, depending
on you
to see us through.
Thank you. Yes, yes. Praise God. Thank you. Now, that was a song written by a friend of mine. Talks about how God's in charge here. But it wasn't always like that. 3 years ago, I never would have considered spending time giving concerts like this to spread the good news and the joy of living with the Lord at my side. 3 years ago, there wasn't room for anyone at my side or in my life because I was so full of me. You know, you hear, oh, he's full of baloney, or he's full of bull. Well, I was full of me. Because I tell you this, though, I want y'all to meet my wife, Gloria. Gloria, come on, stand up. And the kids, come on. That's right. This is my family. My wife, Gloria, our three kids. Come on, Sean, Candace, Alicia. Oh, ain't that something? Yeah, thank you. My story actually begins with my kids. I came home one day. And the kids were playing outside. Hey, now watch out for the cars now if the ball goes in the street.
Hey, Daddy, Mommy threw out all your clothes. Okay, my turn, Richard.
She did what? Threw out my clothes? What clothes? I don't have any old stuff.
She threw your clothes out and the garbage trash man took them.
What? Where's your mommy?
She's in the house, Daddy.
Oh, man, if she gave away my new silk jacket, there is a limit to this business of clothing for the poor.
Good
Gloria? Gloria! Now, what is this I hear about you throwing out my clothes? Now, I don't own anything you can throw away or give away. Gloria, where are you?
In here. In the bedroom.
Did you hear me?
I heard you, Alvin.
Well, now you know how I feel about my clothes. Now, a choir director has to look good when he stands up there. It's part of my job. It's my image. Now, what did you throw out?
Everything you are.
Everything? What is you?
Because they remind me of you. Strutting like a peacock. Mr. Charles.
Gloria, what?
That's all you ever care about? Rehearsing the choir, directing the choir, doing your big solos, having everybody tell you how wonderful you are? They ought to ask me. I'll tell them you're never home except to sleep and work on your vocal arrangements.
You know my singing and the choir is important to me.
Oh, sure, shooting. Your marriage isn't important to you. The kids, they're just an annoyance.
That's ridiculous.
They get in your way. And you treat me like some sort of a groupie.
What?
Can I have your autograph, Mr.?
So that's it. You don't like me being a star. Well, let me tell you something, miss. It keeps them coming back for more the next Sunday, and it fills the church.
You are not the star attraction. God is. Alvin, you get yourself a new wardrobe and a new wife.
Get yourself a new wife. Woman, you are plain jealous. Whoa, where you going?
When you get home tonight, I won't be here. And neither will the kids. We're going to my sister's.
The toughest thing, I think, in any family relationship is giving up control, admitting mistakes, and backing down. There's more to this true story of Alvin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. God is alive in this story, and through Jesus, he can be alive in you. Say this simple prayer, Jesus, come into my heart.
Okay, everybody, settle down. All right, come on, get in your sections. That's right, form it up. Now, we're going to do it again from the top. And this time, when we get to the diminuendo, soft and easy, right? And on the last eight bars, I want to hear less soprano and alto and more from the bass section. Okay? It's got to sound like a gentle moan. And if you don't do it right, God will still love you, but your director won't. Okay? Now watch me. On two. All right. That was nice. Very nice. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. This Sunday, I won't be up there with you. In fact, I won't be in church at all. As you know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't carry on. But the pastor, in his infinite prejudice, has decided that my services are no longer required. I know, there's going to be the record album, and there, ladies and gentlemen, goes my career. You see, my wife and I are splitting up, and since the pastor is my wife's brother, well, you get the picture. I'll never forget you, but as far as I'm concerned, God has forgotten me. Goodbye.
Hey, Albert. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Oh, man, I haven't seen you in a month of Sundays. What you doing these days?
Working in a shoe store.
Oh. You like it?
Not a whole lot.
Well, what about directing another choir? And you're singing. Maybe you're even a better singer now. Why don't you try another church? I bet they snap you up. You got talent, man.
Jim, I haven't been near a church in 5 months. I don't think God has any particular interest in me or my singing. I know Gloria doesn't.
Oh, you and Gloria still...
Yeah, split. She's at her sister's with the kids, and I'm living with my folks.
That's right. But don't get down on yourself.
Wouldn't you?
Maybe. That's when I turned to the Lord.
Right. You want me to go back to my brother-in-law's church? Well, no way. I don't want the Lord, and he doesn't want me. I want my wife and kids back, and my career. If I can still sing.
Of course you can. Look, Alvin, there's this church. My cousin's an usher there. Now, they use multimedia, slides, music, effects. They got a wonderful choir, huge congregation. Why don't you check it out? Maybe sit in the back, see what they have to offer. Get a little guidance from above.
A little guidance, huh?
Sure, and some inspiration. Might make you want to start singing again.
Yeah. Well, I got nothing to do with my Sundays anyway. Hey, thanks, Jim. I just don't know where my life is going. Who knows? Well, take care, Jim. I gotta get going.
Got it.
Turn on the light. Let God show you the way. Give it up to Him each day. Walk in His light. He listens when you pray. Living in God's hands today.
This story is not over. It's a two-part story. Listen for the next Light broadcast for the conclusion of our true story called Alvin. Until next time, I want to leave you with a couple of questions to think about. How do you determine God's plan for your life? In Alvin's case, there wasn't much room for anything but his music in his life. Is that wrong to be so dedicated even if it's for church music? In Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven."